Today is the 19th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget there is a Walking the Way prayer book which you can download along with today's script. And if you'd like support Walking the Way or you simply want more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Blessed be you, most gracious God, that once again you've brought light out of darkness and you caused the morning to appear. Blessed be you that you send me out in health and with energy to the duties and doing the things of another day. So go with me today, Lord, I ask, through all of the days of today. Protect me from every evil way, that when evening comes, I can hold my head up high and not hide my head in shame. Father, you've graciously called me to be your servant. And so I hold myself in readiness for you today. Give me the spirit, I pray, to keep myself in continual training for the fulfillment of your most holy will. Lord of the Vineyard, I beg your blessing upon all who truly desire to serve you, who bear their share of the world's burden, and who go about their daily tasks in all simplicity and with a rightness of spirit. In your great mercy, Lord, save us from all the temptations that trouble us, and bring us to everlasting life by the power of your holy cross. Amen. 2 Samuel 11:15. In it he wrote, "Put Uriah out in front where the fighting is fiercest, then withdraw from him so he can be struck down and die." So far, David's been a really good role model. But now we come to one of the reasons why David is so famous, or in this case, infamous. And it's his affair with Bathsheba and his murder of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. And to be honest, on the surface, it has all the machinations of a soap opera, such as Dynasty, Santa Barbara, or, you know, Days of Our Lives, Casualty, you name it, wherever your soap opera is across the world that you're listening to this. Someone beautiful catches the eye of someone powerful, and there is some rolling in the hay. And because of that rolling in the hay, there's some unexpected consequences. And the beautiful person's other half gets murdered to cover up the consequences. I said, if we didn't know the story of David and Bathsheba, it sounds like a scene from a soap opera. But this isn't a soap opera. And the characters aren't actors playing a role. Because what we have here is an abuse of power at every stage. David abuses his power as king in chasing Bathsheba. David abuses his power as king by trying to manipulate Uriah into sleeping with his own wife so that it appears that Bathsheba is pregnant through Uriah, not through David. And David abuses his power by making sure that Uriah is killed in battle. So what's the takeaway? Firstly, let me say I'm not a person who defines their relationships by power dynamics. It's far too of a postmodern lens to look at the world through. But David's behavior is a reminder that people do have power, and sometimes they abuse the power they have. The passage makes it clear that David abused his power, and as we shall read in the next chapter, God saw what he'd done and punished David for it, because God doesn't abide any abuse of power because of the impact that it has on the powerless. Hence God's focus on the poor, the widow, the orphan, those people who are truly powerless. And woe betide us if we do abuse our power, because we, like David, will have to account for our behavior to God, who is the giver of power and is the very image of power. And one day, we'll have to explain how we marred that holy image for our own benefit. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center our thoughts on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 11. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New International Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel 11. In the spring, at the time when the kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "She is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah the Hittite." Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. Now she was purifying herself from a monthly uncleanness. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David, saying, "I am pregnant." So David sent this word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent him to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked him how Joab was, how the soldiers were, and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." So David left the palace, and a gift from the king was sent after him. But Uriah slept at the entrance of the palace with all his master's servants and did not go down to his house. David was told Uriah did not go home, so he asked Uriah, "Haven't you just come from a military campaign? Why didn't you go home?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are staying in tents. My commander Joab, my lord's men, are encamped in the open country. How could I go to my house to eat and drink and make love to my wife? As surely as you live, I will not do such a thing." Then David said to him, "Stay here one more day, and tomorrow I will send you back." So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the next. At David's invitation, he ate and drank with him, and David made him drunk. But in the evening, Uriah went to sleep on his mat among his master's servants. He did not go home. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it with Uriah. In it he wrote, "Put Uriah out in front where the fighting is fiercest. Then withdraw from him so that he may be struck down and die." So while Joab had the city under siege, he put Uriah at the place where he knew the strongest defenders were. When the men of the city came out and fought against Joab, some of the men of David's army fell. Moreover, Uriah the Hittite died. Joab sent David a full account of the battle. He instructed the messenger, "When you have finished giving the king this account of the battle, the king's anger may flare up, and he may ask you, 'Why did you get so close to the city to fight? Didn't you know they would shoot arrows from the wall? Who killed Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal? Didn't a woman drop a millstone on him from the wall so that he died in Thebes? Why did you get so close to the wall?' If he asks you this, then say to him, 'Moreover, your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead.'" The messenger set out, and when he arrived, he told David everything Joab had sent him to say. The messenger said to David, "The men overpowered us and came against us in the open, but we drove them back to the entrance of the city gate. Then the archer shot arrows at your enemy from the wall, and some of the king's men died. Moreover, your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead." David told the messenger, "Say this to Joab, 'Don't let this upset you. The sword devours one as well as another. Press the attack against the city and destroy it.' Say this to encourage Joab." When Uriah's wife heard that her husband was dead, she mourned for him. After the time of mourning was over, David had her brought to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing David had done displeased the Lord. We're going to have our second piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read today in our passage. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for those who live in nursing homes and care facilities. Let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, we ask for comfort and hope for those who are in nursing homes and care facilities. May they know your presence and know that you see them, that you see them as precious and having your love in their hearts. And Father, we pray that they be treated with dignity and care. I pray also for the caregivers. They have such a hard job, Lord, and so many times don't receive the acknowledgement for what they do. Help them to know the importance and beauty of their job, Lord, and help them to realize they are bringing you to the people they are serving. Give them strength when they become tired, and patience when the job becomes stressful. May the people who make decisions regarding the money that nursing homes receive know that they too will one day be older. But they be sensitive to the needs and challenges of these wonderful people. Father, we pray for those who are in our nursing homes and in our care homes. In Jesus' name, Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray. So until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.